Hi there. Thank you for returning our call today. This is Dan from Local Splash. Is this Matt's Handyman Services?
Yes.
Oh, hello. How are you doing today?
Hello. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Okay, great. I'm very good, Susie. Thank you. I appreciate that. You got a phone call from this number, right?
Yes.
I see. Yeah, we called to speak with you because you're a data service provider to both Google and Meta. And we just recently opened our first page programming for your category. So we do have an option to list Matt's Handyman Service on the first page of Google. Now, I'm sure you're familiar and you know the benefits of being on the first page of Google, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So remember when you did that search on Google, there's a map that shows up in the middle, and then next to it are a list of companies that people can call or check your website or get your direction, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great. That is called Local Map Section, and we provide a service that places companies there because it has been proven that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. Now, are you able to handle more business, though, Matt?
As of right now, yes, I am, but financially I'm not able to pay for any marketing right now. I've recently, I'm recovering from a surgery, so I have to take it very slow, but I've got employees that's looking for work and ready to work. I don't have the money to pay for marketing right now, being that I've been out for almost a year.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But are you good? Are you okay? Are you back on your feet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So you are now starting to accept clients, right?
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, we can definitely work it with your budget because our program is designed to fit small businesses like yours. So it's way affordable than you think. So maybe we can go over the details so at least you have an idea as to how much it is. So at least if you wanted to secure the spot, we can go from there. Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir. That's fair enough.
Okay, that's good to know. Because you see, I don't want you to miss this because we're only working with one business per area, per industry. So once we close this today with one business, we will not work with anyone else in the territory who does the same thing as you do. So we do have a team that will work with you hand in hand. Does that make sense? Okay, awesome. Now, Ben, so you paused for a year, but how long have you been in the business of Matt's Handyman Service?
Matt's Handyman Service, I have 22 plus years of experience construction. My personal Matt's Handyman Service has been going on a total of 6 years, I've been sold prior for nine, so I didn't officially get the business license and all until about 3 years ago, because what I was doing, I was an independent contractor, sole proprietor. Uh-huh. And I would work for other contracting companies to come in and just work for them. So I didn't really need a business license at the time.
Well, that says a lot about you. I was actually checking us. Okay, well, that's good to hear. Because I was also checking your business online. You got great reviews. So that's says a lot. Amazing. Now, Matt, I know that you're home based in Baldwin, but how far do you travel for your clients? Like, how many miles do you go?
Be honest with you, I'll follow the money. If the pay's worth it, I will travel. But, of course, it's going to be part of the estimate. You know what I mean? I'm going to fill out for the expenses I'm going to have to go wherever it may be. Now, I try to stay pretty local, about no further than maybe Oakwood, going south, and no further than, let's see. I have a partner in Anderson, South Carolina. So,
okay.
You know, probably between that range right there, in a radius, I'll go all the way up to Dillard, which is right past Raven County. But like I said, the further the distance, the cost goes up, of course, because, I mean, fuel's outrageous.
I know, right? Yeah, the prices nowadays is expensive. So long as they, you know, they will pay and it's a reasonable traveling distance you are willing to take on, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, do you want to target commercial businesses too, or do you just focus on residential for now?
No, I'll stick with residential. I really don't like the commercial because 90% of it, they're tenants. So they have to go what I like to call the ladder effect. They got to shoot it up the ladder. Then they get approved. Company comes back down the ladder.
Right.
Tell me that it's start to work. Then I gotta wait two weeks to a month before I ever get paid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really don't like messing with commercial because there is a lot of loopholes that the owners can jump through and make it really hard on me as a contractor to get paid. So. Okay, let me explain this. Here, like, I've had a couple of situations happen between me and another contractor that I do work for, and for some reason, the mortgage companies now, I'm pretty sure I'm accurate, but most of the mortgage companies now, their main office is up north. So now, in the state of Georgia, what is not required to have a GC's license, if somebody is trying to purchase or sell a home, you have to have a GC's license to do any work to that home.
Which I see.
It's now $69,000 waiting to get paid because the mortgage company flipped the script, and now we're going to have to go through a lawsuit to get our money. So,
So we'll focus on residentials for now because there's a lot of, there's a lot of requirement. It takes time for you to get paid as well. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, these mortgage companies are really messing this up now because in the state of Georgia, not have to be a licensed GC to perform anything cosmetic. As long as it's not structural, you are not required to have a GC's license in the state of Georgia. But now the mortgage companies are ripping contractors off. They're letting them do the work. Then telling the homeowners, it wasn't a licensed general contractor, so, you know, we're not approving this. And then the homeowners won't pay the contractors.
I got you. So there's a lot of things happening. It will really take a while for you to get paid then. I hope that will be rectified in the future. But, of course, we will focus on residential alone. We will not stress ourselves with those homeowners. Associations, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, do you have a website yet, Matt, or no?
No, sir, I don't, because I do travel a lot, and I do a lot of service calls, and some of them's at night, in the middle of the night. Like last night, I didn't get home until 1 o'clock last night.
So you're busy to do all of that, right?
Yes. I do want to start in the near future doing a 4-hour handyman service, emergency services, which would inquire, I got a busted pipe, I need to come get it repaired, or I need you to come shut off the water, you know, stuff like that. That way a homeowner, especially during the winter, if something happens and they got a busted pipe, and, you know, I can come in and fix it for them quickly instead of having to wait.
Right, right. That's true. That's correct. Okay. Well, you know what? You actually fit the criteria that we're looking for, Matt, in terms of there's no negative reviews anywhere online since it started. So what I will do for you, Matt, I will go ahead and get my director to jump on the line to give us the details and the pricing. But of course, if we can make this affordable for you today, Matt, I'm sure this is something that you would want for your business, right?
By all means. I've looked y'all up. I've looked several different ones up. I've just been waiting for a couple, like I said, waiting on that homeowner to pay, and now we're in court for it. So I was waiting on that to come in so I had the money to be able to pay for marketing. Because I don't want to use Angie's List. I mean, I've used them, and I've got a great review on there. But in the end, I ultimately really didn't. The ratio of profit and
the revenue
expenses. The revenue was just it wasn't there. There wasn't enough there. I mean,
I
was paying $50 for per lead. And and half wasn't even stuff that I'd done, and they knew that.
Oh my!
So
unfortunately,
yeah,
I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
and I'm not moving.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have John here. He's my director. He's the best. So I got him because he can give you the packages that suits your business. Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm a regional pricing director in the area. How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, bud.
All right, that's good.